This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. God bless you. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday, be it 7 in the morning, be it 11:45 lunchtime, be it 8:45 at night, and you're on your way somewhere. Thanks for taking God with you today, the Word of God with you today, because we're tuning in to His frequency, to where He talks, and that is through His Word. He's always talking. Always, I like to use the radio term, broadcasting. We're tuning in here today. We're in the book of Galatians. God's got a lot to say to you through the book of Galatians on how to be saved. We read again here that you are saved by your faith. The Apostle Paul asked them here in this book. He said this only, I love, he said it in Greek. He said, "Tuto monon thelomathein afhumon," which meant, "This only do I want to learn from you." Colon. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? There's no in-between. There's no in-between. There's no baptism. There's no repentance of sin. There's no circumcision. There's no keeping rules. There's no trying to clean yourself up in order to be right with God. You're right with God, and you're justified and reconciled and saved and name written in the book of life through faith in Jesus Christ. And by the grace of God, grace of God is you haven't earned it. You don't have it coming to you, rightfully so. It's grace. You don't own it. It's not due you. The only thing due you, you find in Romans 6:23, where it says the wages of sin is death. That's what's due you. That's what this book is all about. This is part two now of this message I just preached on Sunday entitled Baptized into Christ.
The law was, not the law is. Romans 6:14, you're no longer under the law, but grace. Romans 10:4, Christ is the end of the law for all those who have faith. You're not under it anymore. You now have the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. No one else had him, except for a half a dozen people in the Old Testament. Saul and David and one or two more. The guy that built the temple, Bezalel, that's three, the only three I can think of. We've got the Holy Spirit now to teach us not to sin. Don't let anyone add anything to that. My introduction here for where we're at here today. Let's press on in our study here in Galatians. Now today we're going to face another doctrinal problem that causes Christians to err from the truth and causes confusion to reign. Our launching point here is Galatians 3, starting in verse 27. You thought I was done, didn't you? All right, Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as were baptized into, keyword, circle it, underline it, whatever you want to do with it, the word into. Greek word ice, like ice cream. E-I-S. You almost always find the word ice with the word baptize. As many as you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now, what does that mean? Now, does that mean only Christians who have been baptized are saved? Since I'm assuming put on Christ means salvation. What does the Bible say about this? As many as you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Here's a couple more definitions of this word. Now, baptism, baptizo, baptized is not a translation. It's what's called a transliteration. It means they just translate it from one language to the other, letter for letter. Baptizo is the Greek word. It means to immerse. It means to submerge. Also, it can mean to wash your hands. We find the word baptizo. Like, wash your hands before you eat your dinner. You don't dip your hands. Like the old Palmolive commercial. Oh, man, just Palmolive. You submerge your hand and wash it. I used to hate that commercial. Do you remember that? Dink. No. You don't dip. Down you go. Baptized. Question. Does baptism save me? Does being baptized then move God or inspire him to give me eternal life? It says here, as many as are baptized. All right, now first off, here's why some people believe that. This is my job here, right? We teach the Word of God, show you what the Word of God says, show you why people believe this, and to educate you that if someone tries to deceive you, you know the truth, right? Just like the Jehovah's Witnesses that knock on your door and say, well, Jesus never said he was God. I pity the fool that comes to your house and says that. Right? We know where to go in this church. Someone shout out a verse to me where you go when that happens. Huh? Genesis. John 1. I'm thinking John 8:58. Before Abraham was, I am. John 10:30, I and the Father are one. Those that have seen me have seen the Father. Thomas bowing to him in John 20:28, my Lord and my God. Hebrews chapter 1, God the Father calls God the Son, God. Your throne, O God, this is the Father speaking. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. God the Father calls God the Son, God. Write that down. Show it to the Jehovah's Witness. They will circle your house with a red pen. This is why John says, don't bid them Godspeed. You think you're doing someone a favor when you say hello to them and welcome them into your house. They're infected. Don't welcome them into your house. The Bible says if you welcome them into your house, you're just as guilty as they are. For he who bids them Godspeed is a partaker of their evil deeds. You don't want to do that. So this is what we're doing here. Learning a little bit today here about baptism. Why people believe this. Like I said, baptism saves you. Mark 16:15. Matter of fact, let's turn there. Mark chapter 16. Verse 15. Mark 16:15. This is the great commission found in the Gospel of Mark. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. The favorite verse of the Church of Christ denomination, which is a huge denomination in the United States. This is written, this is pasted into their hymnal, is this verse. Mark 16:16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. pretty straightforward, being by itself. Notice the emphasis on faith, though. He who believes and is baptized. But that's the thing. See, you can't build a doctrine on just one verse. It's like the guy who said, "Oh, Lord, help me. What should I do?" And he went through and went like that and went doink. And it said, "And Judas hung himself." And I said, "All right, Lord, I need two verses." You go here and it says, "Go and do likewise." You can't build a doctrine that way. We got to look at the whole Bible. What does it say? Here's another one for you. Acts 2:38. Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost. "Let all the house of Israel know that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for," there's the word ice again, funny enough, I'd forgotten that, "for the remission of sins." You know, it's funny. You would think Baptists would love this verse. Baptist, it's in your name, right? Man, this verse is anathema in Baptist churches. "Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins." No, that can't be what that means. Let's move on. What time is lunch? "And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:36 through 38, if you care to choose some time and to search that out. Notice in both of these instances, the command to be baptized is followed with another command. Right? Jesus says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Peter says, "Repent and be baptized to be saved." So what does this reveal to us? This means that getting baptized is not only important, it's a command. Right? Why, pray tell, would you not want to get baptized? To be a member of this church, you must be baptized. You know, I'm going to start a new part of the service here every week. I'm going to call it the secret verse of the week. And here it is for today. Here's today's secret verse. But don't tell anyone, because it's a secret.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You came to search and rescue, and love the Father sent you. Broke through the darkest night. You came to seek and save us. You came to liberate us. Jesus, you heard.